Welcome to the Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Get ready to uncover the power of competence in leadership in this exciting episode.
Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast. My name is Lucky Agede, your favorite coach. We have been talking about the leadership profile, what is expected of a leader. And in the past 2 weeks, we talked about vision. The leader must be a visionary person. We have talked about the character requirement, character trait that is required of a leader. And we also agree that a leader is not a person in political office. Those are not the people to follow. You must assume responsibility for your person. Be a leader of yourself. And in various respects, we are all leaders. A follower in one way is a leader in another sphere. Once we understand this, we know that when we are talking about leader, we are not discussing some persons away from our client or our realm or somebody we see on television. Before we go into today's topic, I want you to take time to subscribe to our channel, The Candid Cast, on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and other social media channels. You can follow us also on podcast by whichever channel you listen to your podcast. We are there. So today, I want to talk about competence as one of the character qualities of a leader. A real leader must possess competence for what he does, skill for his job. It is important that a leader be trusted. And what creates trust? Trust is delivered from two vital elements of leadership, the character and the competence of a leader. We have discussed character in detail last week. Character includes integrity. Integrity is a subset of character. Competence, on the other hand, refers to a leader's capabilities, his skills, track records. A leader can't run with one and leave the other. You must have the skill to do what you do for people to trust you. And you must have the character to be trusted. What you say in the morning must be what you say in the evening. You are not somebody who is shifting ground. Those qualities in leadership must be developed simultaneously. The character and the competence must be developed simultaneously. If you want to be successful, don't seek succeed competence. Seek empowerment. Do nothing short of the best that you can do and stretch yourself beyond your perceived level of confidence. Do you see a man diligent in his works? He will stand before kings. He will not be found before mean men. He will not stand with ordinary people. Competence actually elevates to position of leadership. It builds trust, it builds followership, because what you do is what speaks for you. You don't build integrity in the future. Integrity, reliability, reliance on who you are is derived from track record. Build your track record of competence, of honesty, of integrity. Warren Buffett said, everybody has got a different circle of competence. The important thing is not how big your circle is. The important thing is staying inside your circle. Whatever you do, stay within where you can do it well. Competence comes from loving what you do and getting really good at it. Nobody was born competent at any time or about anything. Everything in life is learned, including competence at what you do. You have to learn it and grow by it, practice it. I've mentioned that if you see a good singer, he has given himself to practice singing. If you see a good tailor, he has given himself to practicing tailoring. It's what you do, you practice regularly, you become good at. Competence is required of a leader for so many reasons. Let's take the credibility. A competent leader, a man that is good at what he does, earns the trust of people. He's credible, he's believable, and respect of team members. It's so easy to draw followers and get buy-in of others when they feel you know what you are doing. If you are not sure of what you are doing, you can't be trusted and you can't be followed. You can't draw followers. And if you can't draw followers, you cannot be a leader. What makes you a leader is the amount of followership that you draw. Number two, competence minimizes errors. It is required of leaders that they make several decisions daily. These decisions affect a good number of people, for good or for bad. Once you're in a leadership position, Your decision affects a lot of people. Competence enables leaders to make informed, well-thought-out decisions that drive results. It was Babangida, as military president of Nigeria, that said, "History will forgive us for all our wrong decisions, but history will not forgive us if we do nothing." A leader is active. He must be seen doing something. And when I said leadership, that you lead yourself first, you start leadership from there. When this is done, you find that the decisions you take has effect on a good number of people. I know somebody that was being forced to study when we were in primary school, and he thought he was deceiving his father. He was not reading his book. Because the father was illiterate, he pretended that he was reading. The father didn't know whether he was doing the right thing or doing the wrong thing. But the last time I saw this man, he was a night watchman, security guard in a factory. His children are out of school. He's not in a position to train any child in school. That decision to cheat on his father, that he was not going to study, he was only going to pretend that he was studying. His children are harvesting it because his children cannot attend the type of school that my children attended.
Number three is mentoring.
Competent leaders inspire team members. They set positive examples, promoting a culture of excellence and encouraging others to develop their skills. Members of a team will cease to be comfortable with ignorance. Everyone around a competent leader is naturally inspired to learn and grow. You cannot be a mediocre around a competent leader. You will be too ashamed of yourself. You will want to research, you want to make contribution, you want to learn something. But if people are around somebody who doesn't know what he's doing, anything can go. You present anything, you are comfortable with it. Responsibility, that's number four. I know Nigeria was not as the best, it was not the best of place in 1999. But I never heard the president that took over in 1999, President Olusegun Obasanjo, for one day mention past administration. Competent leaders assume responsibility. He took Nigeria as it was. You find the OPC was raising in the southwest, the south-south, Maso was in the southeast, and the north was occupied by various gang groups. He dissolved all these groups without mentioning past administration. He took responsibility for the security, and you could travel from one end to the other in Nigeria without watching your back. You own both the good and the bad. As a leader. A leader is not somebody who takes when it's good, oh, I am the one in charge. When it's bad, you run away from it. Competence helps leaders take ownership of their actions and decisions, leading to accountability and transparency. Number five, adaptability. A leader also upgrades his skills, enabling him to navigate complex situations, adapt to changing circumstances, and innovate solutions. If you do it the way it has always been done, you will get the results that has always been gotten. A leader must develop the ability to think outside the box, adapt to changing times and circumstances. You may make a decision and find that the result that is coming is really not what you expected. Ability to turn things around, and navigate another way is what makes you a leader. Number six, talent development. A competent leader does not work alone. Demonstration of competence will attract mentees to develop their skills. Every member around a competent leader will seek self-improvement. Like I mentioned earlier, if you are around a competent leader and you are the type that does not contribute when decisions are being made, you feel ashamed of yourself. You want to learn, you want to know something, you want to be useful, you want to contribute to the next time they are discussing, you want to be part of the discussion. Or else that team, the train will leave you behind. You will not be part of the team anymore. Number seven, building trust. Trust is earned, it's not donated. And competence is the currency with which it is purchased. Competence generates trust among stakeholders. This is essential for effective collaboration and partners, people you want to work with you, if they are sure you know what you are doing, the tendency that people will bind themselves around you. Because I mentioned for myself, that if you don't pay me well, teach me something. I prefer to learn because I believe that what you learn will always pay you better than what you earn. Life is not about salary, it's not about what you earn. But what you learn is what nobody can take away from you. Salary dissolves from month to month, but what you learn remains with you long after you have left that organization or team. Number eight, reputation. A competent leader demonstrates expertise, produces consistent results, earns the respect and trust of team members and stakeholders. All these factors will enhance his estimation in the eyes of team members, stakeholders, and customers. Everybody around will respect and trust a person who knows his job, who knows what he's doing. Number nine, legacy of impact. A competent leader achieves greater impact, driving results and making positive difference in society. The impact inspires future generations, extending the impact beyond his own lifetime. Nelson Mandela is no more with us today, but his legacy will run several years to come. He has left a legacy of courage, vision, forgiveness, inclusivity, authenticity, and much more. The same can be said of Jehova Funya Olowo of Nigeria, and more recently, Paul Kagame of Rwanda. These are people who are making impact and leaving legacy. Don't think Rwanda will ever forget Paul Kagame, somebody that they will remember a lifetime. Whenever you are asked if you can do a job, tell them certainly I can. Then get busy and find out how to do it. That's how competence is developed. That position is from Theodore Roosevelt, former president of the United States. Don't be satisfied. A competent person is never satisfied with ignorance. I don't know. Say you can do it, then go ahead learning. Everything in life is learned. Competence comes from learning. Like I've mentioned in the beginning, we were all born empty. Nobody was born a competent person in any field. Everything in life is learned. Just assure yourself that you can know it if you choose to. Thank you for staying tuned to the CandidCast. Till I come your way again next week, stay blessed.
Thanks for listening to the CandidCast. Be sure to tune in again next week.